What's up, man? Alright guys, today's video is titled Woman Find a Safe Option Nowadays to Be the Beta Male Provider. Now, as you guys know, I'm out in Chișinău, the capital of Moldova. So far, it's a nice little city. Got my coffee with me, guys. It's about 40 degrees. It's gonna get down to like minus Celsius tonight. It's gonna be below 30 degrees tonight. So when you're walking around here, guys, you always need a warm cup of coffee. And you can get a cup of coffee for about $2, especially if you get them from a corner street store, like the street behind me, like the store behind me, as you guys can see. You can always get yourself a nice coffee like this latte for about $2-$2.50. So I'm out here today. I am at a Central Park lake, walking around, enjoying Chișinău. Let me show you the lake. It's actually a lot bigger than what you will see in a second. We're just gonna go around the lake. Let me show you guys. Okay, see, a duck is going by. Probably got scared. No, this is not the lake, guys. This is part of the lake, but the lake is a lot bigger than this. Obviously, we're gonna be seeing more of it as I keep on walking, God willing, of course. So, today's video, women find the beta male provider to be the safe bet. I'm gonna try to do this video in under 20 minutes because I have other videos here I have to upload. So if the video dies, know that it is what it is. So, women find the beta male to be the safe option. Now, first and foremost, guys, even though Moldova is the poorest country in Europe, it's the least visited country in Europe. They really don't have any foreigners here. Feminism is a global phenomenon, okay, guys? Meaning that if a woman has internet and a smartphone, that's it. She's no different than a whore back in America. The only difference between women here and women back in America is that the woman here don't have big daddy government holding a gun to your head for child support and divorce rape. Let's see, should I continue walking like this or should I go? Let's go this way. So, for all of you guys out there who think you're going to come out to Romania, Moldova, you know, you got your American money, your Westerner, you got the American passport, you know, and may God help you if you decide to walk around town grabbing your junk saying, yo, homie, I'm alpha. Not going to work for you guys. Why? Because women have their stable of beta males, you know. In the manosphere, we talk about having a harem. Guys, women have harems pretty much from the day they grow hair under vagina. It is what it is. Now, I know a lot of you guys out there are all about Chad and Tyrone this, Chad and Tyrone gets it for free. Okay, here's what you guys need to understand. By the time a girl hits her legal age, 18, she already had all the Chad, Tyrone cock she can have in her pussy, guys. By that time, not only is she long has been damaged, but her hypergamy is now fully active. You guys need to understand, in Hebrew, in Judaism, when even in Islam, even in Christianity, by the way, guys, you guys need to understand something, okay? The marriage age in Merry Old Britain was raised to 13 a couple of hundred years ago, okay? So women were getting married well before the age of 13. So in Judaism, when a woman has reached the age of 12 or 13, she has a bit mitzvah. Look it up. What I tell you guys, never ever take anything I say as fact unless you do your own research, okay? Bit mitzvah, okay? By the age of 12, 13, a woman is old enough to now bear the commandments of God. Let's go the other way because a lot of people are, oh, fuck it, let's keep on going. Who cares? I was going against traffic, but at least I get to see the people coming in rather than, you know, following me from behind. Oh, well, now. So, by the age of 13, in Hebrew, in Christianity, in Islam, a woman is ready to get married. Now, if she doesn't get married at the age of 12 and 13, guess what's going to happen? She's going to ride that cock carousel. Don't believe me? There's a show out there called My Teenage Mother, where they talk about women who are, you know, 14, 15 years old, and they already have kids 3-4 years old, okay? When I was in high school, 24 years ago, okay, guys? This was 24 years ago. We were 16 at the time. This girl, she was a cheerleader, hot, and she was dating a 21-year-old college student. So I don't care how you guys want to slice it or dice it. If a woman doesn't get married off at the age of 12 or 13, she's going to ride the cock carousel. And by the time she gets legal by the age of 18, her pair bonding has been shot. Her hypergamy is in full effect. And she is, quite frankly, damaged for life. So, as you guys can see in the thumbnail for this video, I do have a thumbnail for this video. This was a picture I took at the Beta Male Cafe. Guys, pretty much any cafe you will go to in the world will be a Beta Male Cafe. I don't care if it's in Vietnam, I don't care if it's in small town USA, I don't care if it's in Romania, I don't care if it's in Moldova here. Just about any video, any cafe you go to, gonna be Beta Male Cafe. So, as you guys can see in the thumbnail, you know, you got two girls, two thoughts, talking among themselves, and then you see the guy on another table, you know, he's got his music on, probably playing a video game. So it's the same thing world over, no matter where you go, okay? There is no feminine woman, there is no traditional woman, they simply do not exist. You know, maybe up in the mountains, you know, I saw some woman, a village woman in Romania when I was driving around Romania. Maybe the mountain woman would be different. But in a city, sorry guys, they're all long gone. Meaning that they are, you know, they're no longer relationship material. And here in the city, I don't see it that often, but I see every now and then I see a woman pushing a baby carriage. Obviously, she has a young kid. Now, I'm not going to say she's unhappy, but you can tell by her, the way she's looking around her, by the way she's walking, that, hey, maybe things could have been better for me. I wonder what my friend in Dubai is doing. I wonder what my other friend who got that promotion in London is doing. You see, women fail to realize that things are not gonna get much better than what you already have. You know, Eve, everything was perfect for Eve, you know, but yet she's like, hey, things can probably get better for me if I eat from the apple. So all the women are like their mother, Eve. They always, always think that life will be better for them and that they have settled. You see, a woman will never, ever be satisfied unless she lives in an environment where things are so hard, so brutal, that she cannot think of what is going on elsewhere. You know, as long as a woman has, you know, Stardust, aka Thinking Ape, did a video the other day titled Social Media is a Woman's Pornography. As long as women have access to social media, their appetite, their hypergamy for worldly desires will never, ever be satisfied. Now, the girl who was pushing the baby storage, the baby carriage, and thinking about her friend on Instagram who's out on a yacht in Dubai, she doesn't know that that friend of hers got some Ahmed to take a shit in her mouth, okay? This is temporarily. That friend of hers who got that promotion in London, she's now gonna work like a man. She's now gonna work 80 hours a week. She's gonna be on call at all times. They don't understand that a lot of the what these women do, it falls into one of all, you know, a lot of these so-called strong and independent women, what they do falls into one of two categories. Either it falls into temporary pleasures. You know, Islam calls it hawahum. Hawahum, you know, the word hawahum comes from the word hawa. Hawa means breeze, you know. Imagine you're like the breeze, you know, and a breeze passes by, you just go with it like a leaf, you know. When a leaf blows with the wind, it goes where the wind takes it. It may take it in a good place, it may take it in a bad place, right? So, a lot of these women guys, especially the hot ones, they have that attitude of... Damn, that's good coffee. So, a lot of these women out there, guys, they have that attitude of, I'm just gonna go with the flow. You know what the women say, right? They say, If it feels right, it can't be wrong, right? That's what these modern females say. If it feels right, it cannot be wrong. So these women are going with hawaham. They're going with their desires that are unchecked and quite frankly disastrous for them, but they don't care. So the girl out in Dubai, you know, on that yacht, guess what? She's being cycled through with other women. When I married the hoe of an ex in Egypt, she was 25. She got thrown off the cock carousel. Now, in my defense, I didn't know she was a whore. This is why I tell you guys out there, don't marry Muslim women. Why? Because they're always saying, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, praise Jesus, ooh, ooh, ooh. And they make themselves look like saints, when in reality they make white women look like saints. So this is why I tell you guys out there, don't ever get with a hijabi, because she's going to use religion as a way to not only suck you in, and not suck you in the good way, but to also manipulate you and take advantage of you. So, woman, they're always going to try to monetize their pussy. Bottom fucking line, guys. I don't care where you are in the world. The modern female today is going to monetize her pussy. She's got to get something out of that pussy. You know, between the ages of, you know, probably 12 and 13 up until 18, she was giving that pussy away to Chad and Tyrone, right? Now, she had all the cock in the world that she can get inside of her. And she's like, all right, I got to monetize this pussy. So what does she do, right? She gets herself the beta male. Like Red Pill Mary said, they want an ATM. They want attention, time, and money. The beta male is the safest option for a woman, right? And I'm gonna tell you why. You see, a guy like me, I'm gonna push for sex. You know, I'll go out with you day number one, day number two, but if I don't get that pussy by day number three, I'm gone. That's it. I'm out. And I've had women, you know, in the past text me, you know, hey, can't we just be friends? I don't even bother texting them back because, hey, if I'm not going to get the pussy, what the fuck am I doing with you for? Right? The beta male, on the other hand, the beta male will stay in the friend zone for years hoping to get a sniff of her pussy. So, these women know, trust and believe, guys, women know when men like them. And when a woman realizes that you like her, she's going to string you along. She's going to say, how can I take advantage of this guy? Can I use him for trips? Can I use him for money? Can I use him for time? Can I use him for attention? You see, a woman has to build up her harem of men. And in the beginning, she might show you some affection. She might even give you the pussy once or twice. But a lot like a crack dealer, she's going to withhold that pussy. So you can be like, well, if I give her more money, if I give her more time, if I give her more attention, I'm going to get that pussy. But the reality of the matter is, guys, no. Once she built her stable of beta males, that's it. That pussy is off limits. Now, this is where the bad boy comes in. You see, the bad boy is somebody like Jeremy Meeks. Now, Jeremy Meeks, as you guys know, his father is a murderer slash rapist. Jeremy Meeks is really no different than his father, but Jeremy Meeks doesn't give an F. You see, a bad boy is a sociopath. He doesn't care, you know. I think they call it the triad Machiavellianism or something like that. You guys know what I'm talking about. So, that bad boy, genuinely, look at all the ducks, you know, look at all the ducks, right? See, this is what I like about cities that actually have a nice place you can walk around. I'm telling you guys, Cashanau ain't bad. I can make this place work. I actually like this. I can make this place work, guys. But still, I got like Ukraine, I got Hungary, I got Serbia, I got Bosnia. Heck, I might even have Albania on the list. So, by the way, today is going to be my last day here, God willing, of course. And then it's off to Romania, pick up the car, and then probably go off to Ukraine. So, going back to what I was saying about the fifils. It got cold, but that's fine. I'll probably buy another coffee on the way home. So, the bad boy, the allure of the bad boy is that he's not gonna bug her, okay? The bad boy is not gonna hit her up every 10 minutes saying, hey, let's go out. Hey, let's do this. Hey, sweetie, how you doing? No. The allure of the bad boy is that he's gonna hit it and quit it. And then she has him on demand, you know. It's 2 o'clock at night on a Wednesday. You know, she needs some, you know, the dildo's not working out for her. That's when she hits up the bad boy, right? The beta male. You see, guys, men like you and me, we are stuck between the bad boy and the beta male, okay? We're not simp enough to be a beta male for a woman to be in the friend zone, and we are not evil enough to be a bad boy who beats the shit out of her. So, for guys like you and me who are stuck in the middle, it's pretty much over. And again, for all of you guys out there who say Chad and Tyrone this, Chad and Tyrone that, again, for the most part, Chad and Tyrone are probably under the age of 25, maybe 27. Again, guys, a lot of these women out there, they're losing their virginity around the ages of 9, 10 years old. By the time they're 18, they had all the cock that they can stuff inside their pussy. Their pair bonding has long been shot. So, Chad and Tyrone, you know, yeah, they exist and they get pussy, but they get pussy before the girl is even legal age. So for the vast majority of us out there, you know, by the time we start understanding women, you know, around, you know, 2021, the women are already garbage. So that's what I'm telling you guys. If women weren't giving you the pussy at the age of 18 or less, you know, because here's the thing, women don't give a fuck about legal, about laws, okay? If a woman wants to give you the pussy at the age of 9, she's going to give you the pussy at the age of 9. That's just how it is, guys, okay? Legal, not legal, women don't give a flying F. So, if you haven't been getting pussy thrown at you before the age of 21, at the most, you know, college years, chances are pussy is just not for you. It is what it is, guys. I don't make the rules, you know? I just tell you what the rules are. So, In conclusion of this video, after a woman has had all the Chad and Tyrone cock inside of her, and she got her beta male harem going, then that's when she is going to pretty much stick with the beta male orbiters, and she's gonna focus on her career, she's gonna try to make some money, and at the same time, what's gonna end up happening is that whenever she gets the opportunity, you know, it's that time of month, it's that time of day, you know, she'll write to the bad boy on Tinder, hey, and 15-20 minutes later, he Nagasaki Hiroshima's her pussy. That's just how it is, guys. So that's my video for today. Hope you like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm gonna see you in the next one. Peace.